Hello, hello, Jordan. What are we talking about today?
Oh man, David. Oh, today I just felt like thinking about some of my favorite people.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
I also just watched the video for Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf, which is,
Really? Oh.
yeah, I know that's the most boomer thing ever, but man, dude, like,
You do love your rock concerts.
look, the singer, dude, you gotta see his swagger. He's got like,
Really?
yeah, he fucking sells the whole goddamn thing in a way I didn't
Like,
understand.
on a scale of 1 to Jacob Andrew Galloway, how would you rate it?
Whoa, man. I mean, that's a huge fucking scale. You seen that dude rock out? I'd put him around, well, you know, they say that like Jacob is like the Wicked Witch of the East of Rock, and Josh
Yeah.
Robinson is more of the Wicked Witch of the West of Rock.
A term that I'm pretty sure you just invented in entire life, 'cause like
No, Solomon Martinez first told me about this. He
he
was.
was, dude, he was messing with you, just like when Dolphin said that he actually could see in the dark.
All right, now hold on a second, because Sipping for Senpai Ash told me that he was looking for Cram in the dark, and Dolphin used his powers to see them there. And if that's not true, then what the fuck was Sipping for Senpai Ash doing?
He was probably thinking about the fact that Kylie Denton broke his heart at a rock show. You know, they were seeing Blink 187, which, you know, it's been a while, so they had to iterate a few times, you know, based on some marketing advice from T. But I think they're a
No,
lot
T's
better,
good.
though.
T's good.
Yeah, actually, have you seen them live? I actually went with Staghorn, and they are pretty good nowadays, especially now that they have that fourth band member, Generic Man.
Well, you know, when I saw them, they were actually opening up for Derek doing his Great Big Sword tour. And that one was interesting because their drummer actually died on stage one time, so they brought in that one welder guy to replace him.
Yeah, but I mean, haven't all of us legally died? Like, I remember in a fishing incident, Hans had to resuscitate me, and I found out, spoiler alert, I'm not going to heaven when I die, so that's kind of a bummer. Yeah, because I saw Blah Moo Moo, so I knew.
God. Yeah, now if you had seen Jeanette Davis, you would have discovered that you were actually on an alien planet because that's where she is right now.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting though, the alien planet, because they have this weird custom how they like to tell you how a pearl necklace would look really nice on you, which I just think is very, very strange, but you know, I'm not from
I
that.
feel like there might be some kind of innuendo there because you know, Albie uses that phrase a lot, and like he's kind of got that brain, you know, that Marabara style brain.
Yeah, but they both are just being bamboozled by Sarah Hydra, so you gotta take that with a grain of salt, my guy.
Even if they may be getting bamboozled, I think Pterodactyl Ghost does actually use that term.
Well, that's because Pterodactyl Ghost met Dylan Kreider again at that rock show, and then they fell in love, and then they turned into a throuple with Mark, but that doesn't mean that it's okay for most people.
I mean, I guess so, but like, oh man, you remember that rock show though? I was there too, and I got in a mosh pit with Eric Alex Klein. I even kicked Shingo Sekimoto like right in the face by mistake.
Are you sure? Because I thought it was Gabe Landau, but I know they wear similar coats because they're trying to emulate that kind of swagger the BB King BB Bell has.
But I mean, when I was there, kicking Shingo Sekimoto in the face, watching Trevor Scheckter on stage, seeing Silly Rookie off to the
the fifth
side,
member of Blink 187.
well, he's the secret bassist.
All your bassists are belong to us. Sorry, silly rookie.
Oh
I just
my
I know I know
God.
I know secret silly rookie really loves
Well,
making
this is
that
the
joke.
last episode of Shonen Flop, everybody. I'm
Oh
sorry.
man,
I'm sorry, Mavery.
Marty's gonna be so
Yeah,
disappointed.
Marty. You know, what's funny is that even though Scott's band is not as famous,
Yep.
I was listening to it the other day with Scarlett Myrmidon,
Really?
and
What was the name of their album?
you're never gonna believe it was actually Rachel.
Really? Subtitle My Lovely Girlfriend.
Yes, your lovely girlfriend. It was actually produced by Yaji Black.
Oh, so it was like the black label.
Yeah,
Sorry, Mike. I knew Mike Carpenter would really like that joke.
Oh my God, he fucking would. Yeah, when he's out there tracking roving animals for all loving girls and raccoons, Wolf would.
I don't know, that sounds like a lot of BS. Hey,
Hey!
we did it! We did
Boom,
it!
we did it, we
Wait,
did it.
sorry, one second.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Rachel, I'm recording. I'll talk to you later. What?
Wait, was that real?
No. You fell for my
Holy
bamboozle.
Shit.
It's evolving. It's evolving.
God.
All right.
You but, just when I think you, I figured you out. My God.
4D chess, my guy.
Jesus.
Oh, man. But I do want to say, Jordan, these are always a lot of fun. It's so fun how long this list. We have 36 patrons. So we love you all. Thank you all so much. We really couldn't do it without you. Once again, we are able to do so much because of your fantastic support. Dylan has really changed how we're able to get the show done. And we look forward to making more content for y'all because y'all do so much for us. Is there anything else you want to add, Jordan?
Yeah. Hey, you listening to this? Hey.
Yes. Yes.
No, not you, David. Not you, David. You, okay. The listener. You're my favorite one. Don't tell the others.
Bye.
Bye.